Art, Clint Dempsey's name is not really well known among non-soccer fans, but he's considered to be America's best player. He's the captain of the U.S. men's national team. Why is he such a big deal?
Well, a part of it is the fact that he's in his prime. He's only 30 years old, and most American soccer players who wind up playing in Europe, as Dempsey has for 6.5 years, come back at the end of their careers. And so they're inaccessible when they're in their prime. And Dempsey is regarded by many as the best American soccer player now and among the best ever. So for him to make a decision to leave the English Premiership and return to the U.S. in his prime really was a shocker. No one saw this coming. No one anticipated it. The Sounders have acquired the best American player. They paid a huge amount of money for him. And the profile they're getting nationally and internationally, you just can't buy.
Let's get some details of the deal. Is he getting paid better than David Beckham?
Yes, he is. The base salary he's getting is about $6.9 million a year for 3.5 years, a total of almost $24 million. That's the biggest base salary a player has received in Major League Soccer. Beckham had a little more ancillary income because he had a cut of the gate and a cut of jerseys. That's not part of Dempsey's deal, but it is still the largest deal they've ever given. And that was something that astonished a lot of people because Major League Soccer has a salary cap of $3 million for all the players except for three. And those are called designated players. Dempsey's a designated player, and teams are allowed to pay much more than what MLS calls for because they need to be competitive with European clubs.
Well, and the Sounders had a big pile of money thanks to fans.
Yes, the Sounders were sitting on a lot of cash because they've led the MLS in attendance 5 years running now. They average 40,000 a game. The next best team, the LA Galaxy, averages 21,000. So they more than double the next best team. And the Sounders really haven't played up to that attendance figure because they've been in the playoffs each of their first 4 years, but they only got out of the first round last year and then were stopped by the Galaxy in the second round because they had better designated players. They had David Beckham, they had Landon Donovan, they had Robbie Keane. And so the Sounders vowed last winter to get better designated players. And majority owner Joe Roth certainly walked his talk with the signing of Dempsey.
He's going to have a big impact.
Yeah, it's going to be league-wide. It's already sort of worldwide because the European leagues have never lost a player in his prime back to the U.S. And the MLS is going to benefit because he's going to have a lot more attention directed at him and all the road venues. So it's going to be a net increase for everybody's revenue in MLS.
Well, his first home game isn't going to be until August 25th against Portland. What's that going to be like?
That is going to be the event of the summer, if not the sports year, in Seattle. They already had 60,000 seats sold because the Timbers are a great rival of Seattle in the Cascadia Cup. And after Dempsey's signing, they sold 6,000 seats for that game the next day. And now they announced it's a complete sellout. This is a full stadium sellout, 72,000 people. They're adding extra seats and selling standing room only. And this is for a regular season game between two MLS teams, both in the Northwest, and it's going to be the event of the soccer year, and certainly it's going to be a madhouse in Seattle on that Sunday.
All right, Art, thanks.
Pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.